Hello? You know this is going to be lively, right? So, grandfather was a preacher. Had I grown up down south of Mississippi, I'm sure I would have been a preacher. But I think it's something deeper. It's calling, it's purpose. So therefore, from the moment I woke up this morning, I was excited about going to church and being in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Sherlock Congregational Church and Pastor Kevin Goldenbogen, for inviting me to deliver this morning's sermon and the opportunity to tell Jump's story, a story bursting with profound purpose. Let us begin. Jump's mission is to promote the physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of people by providing spiritual care, direct assistance to meet basic needs and advocacy, which is now a successful, celebrated 30-year milestone of profound purpose because of you. And because of you, I'm here to personally say thank you and give praise where praise is due. And yes, there is plenty praise due. Praise due, thank you, Sherlock Congregational Church, for your annual solar panel energy TIF savings to help neighbors in need with utility disconnect assistance. Now, the backbone. Last year, volunteers representing 17 faith communities contributed over 2,700 hours valued at over $67,000. Praise due. The backbone of Sherlock Congregational volunteers included Nancy Pricer, Norm Riggs, Francis Foster, and Jim Hyde. By volunteering Nancy, Norm, Francis, and Jim, you continue to give the most expensive and priceless gift anyone could have ever given, kindness and love. Thank you. Praise due. Last year, your congregation donated needed household cleaners, dish detergents, food bag, personal hygiene items such as soap, toilet paper, razors, feminine hygiene products, toothbrush, and toothpaste. Can you imagine going without these items? Not being able to shave before work, brush your teeth, or wash your hair? It vexes me. It vexes me imagining going without. Thank you. Praise due. Well known, the Sherlock Congregational Church, caring and of one heart and soul, has been a longtime supporting congregation. At Jump, we are very grateful. I ask that you please hear these words anew with love and joy. Now onward. Purpose, jump, purpose. I cannot seem to separate the two. Purpose, jump, purpose, united. Foreseeing, Martin Luther King understood the need of being united, and over time understood the need for a united call to action when he said, "We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." Yes, we are in the same boat now, even as we celebrate our 30-year milestone. Coupled with, I've come to realize, Jump is not a place, but an action. An action where the challenges and social injustice of poverty are confronted head on. Confronted head on, where staff, volunteers, faith members, and community partners united share our many talents and gifts to help neighbors in need. Can you hear me okay? Oh yeah, all right. I'll make sure now. If I step back here, if I gotta step back now. Purpose, jump, purpose. At Jump, we engage in meaningful conversation. These conversations allow us to move beyond our safe, personal, and economic boundaries to better assist our neighbors in need. Better assist our neighbors in need who are affected by mental or physical illness, homelessness, or substandard housing, recent incarceration, domestic violence, single parenthood, substance abuse, unemployment, or low wages, or simply life pushing back. Does it just seem like some days you just want to just get there, go ahead, and just life just pushes back? Things we never plan on. It's just life pushing back. Moving on, our safe personal and economic boundaries. In 2017, JUMP continued to be accessible even from a distance as we provided voucher assistance to neighbors in need from 35 towns, and 33 of those towns requested transportation gas assistance. With purpose, because of you, last year JUMP assisted more than 2,100 families. They requested over 5,500 vouchers valued at $98,000. The most requested voucher was for transportation assistance. Because of you and your support, we were able to spend $30,000 on transportation assistance, plus voucher assistance for bus passes and bikes. Combined, JUMP spent over $35,000 for transportation assistance to help the working poor and neighbors impacted by poverty get to where they need to be. Can we understand that? Get to where they need to be. I always say sometimes we all got to be somewhere. Just help me get there if I can't get there by myself. Uniquely addressed by JUMP, 42% of all households served requested transportation assistance to get to employment, job training, job interviews, a doctor appointment, school, or grocery shopping. Without transportation, gas assistance, life can be exceedingly challenging and manifest into multiple hardships. Yes, it can. Clearly, or what is most evident as I stand here today, is JUMP is not a place, but a call to action where we come together as supporting faith communities to respond to an unconditional, unified need, poverty. JUMP is a call to action to exercise empathy and caring, to help neighbors in need who are no longer strangers. No longer strangers, why? Because of you. Across the years, you've invited them in, and for 30 years, as they are welcomed by your non-judgmental, warm, loving embrace. Innately fitting, isn't it? Innately fitting, empathy is the ability to see the world as another person, to share and understand another person's feelings, needs, concerns, or emotional state. Empathy is a selfless act. It enables us to learn more about people and relationships. Empathy allows us to share and understand the pain and sorrow, enabling us to know what it feels like to walk in our most vulnerable community members' shoes. Called. Unconditional unified need allows us to recognize that we all have talents. Clients have talents, volunteers have talents, staff have talents, our 28 supporting faith communities, and you have talents. When unified, diverse perspectives, when we all gather and sit at the table and share our many gifts, again, when we all gather and sit at the table and share our many gifts, talents, and rich perspectives, we find solutions. We find comfort. Comfort in knowing that we are so much more than our brother's keeper. We are our neighbor's keeper and have always come together to serve a purpose, a greater purpose. Again, we are so much more than our brother's keeper. We are our neighbor's keeper, and we have always come together to serve a greater purpose. Say it with me, purpose. This call to action, this call to work together to love our neighbors is a ministry that we are living out at JUMP. And we are not done. There is more for us to do. With increased participation by our congregations, individuals, and broader community, we can accomplish much more to help our neighbors who are homeless, marginally housed, newly arrived refugees, disabled adults, young parents, those who are vulnerable in so many ways. What does that mean for you, for this church? We hope that you will increase your commitment to strengthen JUMP's ministry as a congregation and as individuals. We hope you will increase your volunteer involvement and your financial commitments to JUMP. Called with all that I am as I stand here, called, I am reminded of the scripture, John chapter 15, the vines and the branches. The vine and the branches, likened to the love, empathy, and caring with JUMP actualized as the branch, with vines joined. Symbolic of our 28 supporting faith communities and unified, intimate, and organic purpose. Purpose, that word, purpose. Because of you, the vines of unified, intimate, and organic purpose, JUMP has prevailed. JUMP has prevailed as a dependable, reliable resource serving Chittenden County and beyond. Because of you, the vines of unconditional, unified need and diverse perspective, you have helped JUMP remain rich in so many ways. So many ways. Rich in so many ways include, JUMP is a welcoming interfaith environment that values and respects diverse perspective, believes in non-judgmental outlook. We honor the faith journey of all. Honoring the faith journey of all then and now, when founded by five downtown Burlington faith communities in 1998, JUMP's purpose was the following. Lifted from the original founding document, JUMP's purpose was to increase effectiveness of each faith community's outreach ministries by consolidating assistance to needy people in the community. Even then, the many talents and partners were drawn together by unconditional, unified need and purpose. Even then, recognizing we are all in the same boat. Purpose, calling, purpose. As I stand before you today, I'm reminded of a repeated question from previous congregation visits. I'm often asked, in essence, can you explain or let us know how God is at work in the very meaningful ministries in which JUMP is engaged? That has been my goal, that has been my purpose this morning. Rewarding and purpose-driven, my response is yes. Yes, God is at work. As an interfaith ministry, JUMP brings together in faithful collaboration 28 faith communities. Each faith community, regardless of religion, denomination, or spiritual perspective, can, through JUMP, exercise their individual and community call to love our neighbors in practical, thoughtful, and caring ways. The call to love our neighbor is central to Christianity and to Judaism and to Hindus and Muslims. It is central in all major religions. Is it not? Yes, it is. I ask, hear these words from Archbishop Desmond Tutu. We are born for goodness. To love, free of prejudice, all of us without exception, born for goodness. To love, free of prejudice, all of us without exception. During 2018, we will be celebrating our 30-year milestone and hope you will join us. Now, for starters, as a call to action, I ask you to celebrate all things good with love and admiration. Yourselves, for you have unselfishly throughout the years shared your many gifts and talents to help our most vulnerable community members stay healthy and maintain dignity. Why? Because of you. It's always been you. Look around at your congregation. Look around at your neighbors, your friends, and your family. It's always been you. Can you feel it? The love, the caring? Look around and celebrate the love that is you. From the Gospel, Matthew chapter 25, line 30, chapter 25, line 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. You welcomed me. To that end, as I stand here today, I feel blessed. Yes, I do. I feel blessed because I was that stranger till you welcomed me. In return, I exit no longer a stranger. Instead, I walk away of one heart and soul bound by common purpose to love one another because of you. Thank you.